The U.S. dollar faced significant sell-off following the latest CPI data, driven by expectations of a September rate cut and controversial remarks from the new BLS head about potentially canceling the non-farm payrolls report. Treasury Secretary Bessent's push for a 50 basis point rate cut further pressured the dollar. Despite record high U.S. tariff revenue of $28 billion in July, up 273% from last year, the U.S. budget deficit widened to $291 billion, a 10% increase from the July 2024, though the fiscal year deficit through July is 4% narrower than the previous year after adjustments. Attention now shifts to upcoming Fed speakers Barkin, Goolsbee, and Bostic, with Barkin noting that lower-income consumers are delaying purchases, potentially mitigating tariff-driven inflation. On trade, Bessent emphasized the need for progress on fentanyl issues and talks with China before reducing tariffs. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Zelensky rejected Russia's proposal to cede Donbas for a ceasefire, citing risks of future attacks as Russian forces advance 10 kilometers near Dobropetrovka ahead of a Trump-Putin meeting in Alaska. That's all for now.